Rabbi, and welcome to another Devorah. We go Limud of Daf Shavuot Beyun. So this week, the sugya is the interplay between Oynes and Mefata and the possible differences between the two. The Gemara Daf Lamed Tes asks a question about the fundamental difference between Oynes and Mefata. The Gemara says, Mavin Oynes Mefata. The Gemara goes through various differences. And one of the lukim between Oynes and Mefata is Oynes nois miyad mefata l'kishe yoytzi. Oynes shoyse ba'atzisoy v'amefata imratza l'hoytzi moitzi. So the fundamental differences here are several, but the second one that the Gemara outlines is the difference between, you have to show the Rashi here, if you can just scroll it. Taisa Batsisai, bottom Rashi, please make it bigger. It's a marshal, of course, and the oynes has to reap what he sowed. Kleimar al karcha yiseena k'tichziv layuchta l'shalcha. This raises all sorts of questions of what type of a say it is, an isra say, but that's a different limud. The chiyuv on a ma'anes is to be kinder, and mafata, says the Mishnah, imratza lahaitzi maitzi. If he wishes, he can be maitzeher, meaning that there is no absolute chiyuv to be kindness. Let's turn to the Gemara again. Ainis no shaisa b'titzai, two lines down the Mishnah, sorry, v'mafata, imratza lahaitzi maitza. Keitzad shaisa b'titzai. A filu chigris, even if she's someone who you wouldn't necessarily want to consider marrying, he's still mechuyav too. So the rishonim nechlechu Rabbi Seiner rishonim, if the kavana here is that a mafata has no mitzvah b'chlal, there is a chiyuv and a oynes to be kindeser. And if Mefata has b'chlal no mitzvah, or no, really a Mefata has a mitzvah too. So what's the difference between a ma'ainis and Mefata? A ma'ainis is mechuyev to marry, is mechuyev to be noisei anusasei. And like any other mitzvah, I say, kaifen ala mitzvahs. You force somebody to be mekayim a mitzvah, mash ein kein Mefata. Even though he has a mitzvah, lisa mefutasai, mikol makayim, if he doesn't wish to, there's no chiyuv of kfiyah. There is such a mitzvah, but we don't force him to do it. So the fundamental question is whether there's a mitzvah b'chlal or no. Really, there is a mitzvah, and the question is in the ol yaitza, the execution, do we force him to execute this mitzvah or now, turns out l'chayra that this is a machlokes in the Rishonim, and we'll see how Rishonim and Rabbi Seina Achronim explicate this. The most obvious shita here is Shitas Rabbeinu HaRambam. The Rambam, now we've got to scroll all the way to the Maran Mekaymus. I don't have the page in front of me. Actually, I do. Go straight to page. There you go. Rambam in the Kapilah, you can see in front of you, of the mitzvahs, I say, of, hold on a second, I'm missing a page here, in the Kapilah of the mitzvahs, I say, of Ainus Mefata, seeing that page with the Rambam on it. Says the following: Liknois hamafater. Mafater has a states of knas, and then sheyise ha'oynes anusasoi. So the Rambam does not say that there are two mitzvahs, one of the oynes and one of the mafater. The Rambam clearly says there's a mitzvah of knas on the mafater, as we'll see what the source in the pasuk is for that. And the second is the oynes is mechuyev to be koines. The chilek between oynes and mefata is, I'll leave the Rambam, is that only legave oynes is there a mitzvah of nesuin, but not legave mefata. And the nafkamina would be, as we said, whether or not there is a din of kfiya in such a mitzvah. So the Rambam Shita seems to be nechalak by Rabbeinu Harishainim, as codified in the Ramah in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, where the Ramah says the following. The Ramah is talking about in Hilchos Oynes Mefata, the Ramah is talking about what happens if there's a koil and a pnuya. The Ramah says, "Avum vadi boleo." It's on page 61. I'm sorry. Before you go further, I apologize. In addition to the Kepler, we should have learned the Yad itself. So let's make this bigger for Pesach, and let's learn this with the Yad. Misha pita besula kainsenai say mishkal chabishim shlam shal kesem zulka benukre knas. Why the Rambam says, "Punk, this is on a knas," is interesting because you know many knasses in the Torah, but this is what the Rambam says. So as we said earlier, the Rambam seems to say that there are two separate mitzvahs. Go to the next page. The Rambam. And the Rambam says, "Anusa shalirotza vieli nasei la'ines harshus biyadim v'naisim knas v'alachla. Rotza vievele rotza hu taifa nasei. This is in a kfir, like any other mitzvah say. The kindness of naisim knas shenem lai til yishar is a mitzvah say." And the Rambam says, "Afili chigris, doesn't matter. This is the Rambam's Mahalach in the Sugya, that is the fundamental difference between Einis and Knas. Lekein Divrei Rabbi Seinor Rishainim is codified here in the Ramah. The Ramah says, in Vadei Bo'alea, page 61, Mitzvah Lekainsa, Aval Ein Kaifin Isa Al Kath. It was Vada Boilea. There is a mitzvah lekainsa, but we are not Kaifa Alkan. And this is a quotation from the Maharik. The Maharik was one of the last of the Rishainim in first in Sarfas and Italia, and he is in his Shrashim, one of the important Mevairim of the Sugyas. And here you see the Ramah says clearly that there is a, as you see, it says Shum. That is, just looking for the test. Sometimes these things are hard to find. There you go. The test is right underneath, right there, right underneath the Ramah. It says Marik Hamuva b'tzinim shebagol el seif sif dalad. You see, Marik. Okay, so the Marik's shita is that in Sherish Kufchov Tess, that if there was a vadai bia, mitzvah l'kainsa, but there is no kfiya. Says the Goyin, where do we have this? So the Goyin says, what do I need a makar other than the Tayrak Daisha? B'chol zeh, k'nal, b'sif katan zayin, k'may shakasab, the shemais chav beis samach zayin, moher yimireno. There you go. It's a mitzvah saseh. So there is no ambiguity here. The Ramah paskin to somebody to call up Nuya to mitzvah l'kainsa, but we're not coming from there. Makar, this is Nibir Agra, moher yimireno, nefata. So, legabi mefata, there is a mitzvah l'kainsa, and the chiluk between eindis mefata according to the Rama is only on the kfiya. Legabi eindis, we are kaif, and not for mefata. Amachleikis lefi havanas agoyin, and we'll see in a moment. Shmuel holds this way too. That there's a machleikis in Rama and the Rambam if legabi mefata, there's a mitzvah l'kainsa or not. Look here in the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says, "Ein kaif nes l'kach the kaim la mefuta, beinu bein yichel akev." No, page 61 in the Beis Shmuel, on the upper left. If nitan shana soisa, do you have any yichel akem kamek kaif se kivnei l'chesed? Vade left two lines. Vade boy last line to the Beis Shmuel on the upper left. So this is the clear red ice in the Beis Shmuel of the difference between Einus and Mefata. The Gain, when he taken to Mariam Renal Isha, is in addition to referring to the Pasuk, is referring to a Mechilta. Mechilta has an extended Rasha on this Pasuk, where the Mechilta talks about what happens if the Isha is not Ru'uyulai. Says the Mechilta, Mari Amrena L'Isha, the Ru'uya Leila Isha Hakasu Medaber. L'haitzi Almana L'Kayin Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kayin Hedyet, Mamzeres V'Nisina L'Yisrael, Israel. So what do we see from this? We see from this that since these are chayv alav and they're not really ru'uyulai, that without this drasha, without this exclusion, it would be permissible for a mefata to marry a woman, even she's usher. What do we see? That the mechilta must hold that there is a mitzvah for mefata l'kainsa. Because if not, how would we have such a havamina that it would be mutter? We have such a drasha legabe einus too. There's a havamina that would be mutter l'seina because of the mitzvah of lisa and asasa and it should be daicha d'chai v'la. So what's the nafka mina here, Rabbi Sai, between the shitas of the Rishonim, the Machleksi and the Rambam and the Marik? We're calling it the Ramah, because Ramah brings the Marik, but it's really the Rambam and the Marik, whether or not there is a mitzvah on a mefuta, and the nafkamina would be, the first nafkamina would be whether or not there is a mitzvah of kfiya. So the Rechayim discussed this, and Ravaran, Mishnah Ravaran, Simnem Dalad, says, before you go there, let me read it right here, because we're not going to have time to really go through it So he said, let me tell you outside. He says, nafkamina between the two shittas of the Rambam and the Marik. The guy by the din of somebody who is noise mufuta, whether or not he is putter from paying the knas. In the gather is, and then the suin is patras the knas, or that the kiyam a mitzvah of the knis mufuta patras it. Meaning, we said earlier that the machlekes here revolves around whether there's a mitzvah to be nice to her or not. So if I hold that there's a mitzvah to be nice to her, in the case of a mufuta, it's mistaver that the kiyam of mitzvah is a piter. And therefore, you don't have to pay knas. We didn't piter. You're marrying her. You're patering the knas. But according to the tzaddik, there's no mitzvah. Al karchach, and the suin atzman is the piter. Eid nafkamina says Rav Aaron, l'gabi anara that does not wish to marry him. However, the father wants her to marry him. The young lady has a little bit more romantic aspect to this, but the father is more practical, and the father wants this to happen. If the king of the mitzvah is what patters the knas, avada, there's no mitzvah to Lisa'ena if she doesn't want it. How could you possibly force her? But if the knisa is a patrasid, so then obviously when there's no knisa, the kedami no patur. The Fikiyam in Ice Gimel and Simon Bay's Ice Gimel says something similar. So we can see the Fikiyam inside. It's a little bit shorter. So he says, reminded near Marishainim Zal, the Gamba Mifata Ika Mitzla Kainsa, Raksha Ain Kaifin Alze, Kimavur Batisis Yvamis, Ubarasham, Class of Dudin Tyra. As we saw in the Gain. Mechain Kasabatur Ebenezer, Simiklifayin Zayin. Lathe Shapa Devraya Machilta. The Mita, the Mamayatain Aruya. The Bezel Leka Mitzah Klau. Mamela Begahai Gavna Lemahani Nisuin Liftar Meknas. In such a case, there would be no Ptur. Dafke Ben Mekayim Mitzah Satayra Pats Meknas. And he goes on to explain why this would be visible in the words of the Mechilta. So according to the Afikayam, according to the Shita, that the mitzvah is to be kindness to Mefuta, the Peter from the Knas is the Etzem Kiyam a Mitzvah and not the Nesuin. And the Nafkamina here would be, as we said earlier, in a case where either the father, the young lady is not interested and the father is interested. And the second would be in somebody who was nicer and he was Patr from Shalom Knas. And the Shaila is, what would be the site of the Ptur? Rabbeinu Ramban, in his Pirush LaTaira, seems to weigh in on this, even though, as always, you have to be miyageh to understand the Lashon of Ramban. Ramban here says, what's the pshat in the word mahar imirenu leila isha? It's a strange lashon. Mar Yumarenu normally means the tzorachim that are negeya to a chuppah, the costs of a wedding, that you should send the tzorachim chuppah. And not that you should enforce a marriage. Mayer Miram doesn't mean marry her. Mayer Miram means pay the caterer's bill. So the Ramban explains that in the case of Mefata, the taka is no mitzvah, she is se'eno. Clearly, like the Shittas of the Rishonim that we explicated, that there is no mitzvah to actually go ahead and do the marriage.
What does the Lashon Mohar Basulas mean?
That's what it means. Normally, the word Mohar Basulas means the costs incurred in marrying a Basula, the Ksuba, costs of the wedding, all the things that are inherent in the process of the marriage. What does it say that Mohar Basulas means you're forced to marry her? So, in the Lashon of the Ramban, it would seem that even though there is a mitzvah to be kindness, the Ramban is making a subtle distinction. He says, this is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, this is a mitzvah kiyumis. You're not mechuyev to be kindnesser. If you're kindnesser, you are mekayim a mitzvah. Let's see the Ramban inside. And then I'm going to tell you a very nice shot of the Gaon of Yitzchak Saratzkin in Sefer Rinas Yitzchak on our Torah, which discusses this issue. The Pasuk Ramban says like this: Pirish Mari Yemer Leisha Sheishalchas Uvlinus V'Tzarchi Chupa Leisla Leisha. That's what the Pashut words of the Pasuk mean. What's merumas in it? Remez shehem yechaylim la'akev. Amar ha'pasuk b'lashon hazeh v'le'emar shikichen alay. Why did the Torah said the words mahayim arenu, which is usually reserved for the procedural aspects of a wedding, why didn't you just say marry her? Why didn't you just say yikachel el isha? Torah uses the word kicha for Ishus all the time. Says Ramban, because the Torah wanted to be meramis to you, she'ein mitzvah she'ise'ena. Mefate, there's no mitzvah that is required to se'ena, unlike Aynes. Rakim rotza. Be'im layach b'itzpa mitchila yipare. Doesn't want her, just pay off the knas, and he's done. The price that you have to pay in such a case is similar to the price that you'd pay for a basula. He passed her in the eyes of the bachrim. And the father's going to have to increase the nadin. The Mefata has to pay up. He has to pay up for degrading the economic interests of the father, who's going to have to pay up more to induce the Bachram to marry this young lady who has incurred a pagam because of the pitui. Adkan Lashon Rabbeinu Ramban. So, I learned that Saratskin in his Pirush and Chumash discusses this. He says, a very beautiful pshat, let me tell it to you outside, then we'll see it inside. He says the pshat in the Ramban is that the Mefata, as we said, it's not mechuyev to be, there's no kfiya to be nicer than Mefuta. What's the pshat in that? Why not? Because there is a mitzvah l'kainsa. And if he's kind of sir, he's a kind of mitzvah. But as we said earlier, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Why? Because the mitzvah was only given in such a case where he wants to be kind of sir. The mitzvah b'chlal is not chal. If he doesn't want to be kind of sir, there's no such a mitzvah. In a case of a nusa, this mitzvah is very much there, and he has no option to say no. In the case of Mefata, the Torah gave it his option of one of two ways. Either you're kind of sir, or you're not. And it's your option. If you wish to, you're kind of sir. If you don't wish to, you're not. He brings the Mechilta, which talks about that it's not applicable to Chayv Elav, and even though such a Havmina. The Kfar Hikshu, they ask him this Mechilta, what's the Havmina there should be a ability to marry a Chayv Elav? Okay, the Rambam clearly Mar Nevuchim explains that the went far that the mafata there's a mitzvah on the mafata, and the Gemara clearly says that where there's no mitzvah, where there's no desire on the mafata to be kindeser, he's not mechuyav to be kindeser. So it then brings a rush in Yevamos, where is the makar for the Ramah that we saw earlier. Nitala pnuya kasi yasharim de mitzvah kindsa, kshachlam ad esfatla til ishav nirinvar of dika mitzvah plays mafata. But Ramah, it brings the Ramah that we saw, and it brings the Goyin that we saw, comes from the Pasuk. Aray lehedya migra. The after mafuta ikim mitzvah say migra de mayim arena. There you go. The Goyin says clearly that the pasuk of mayim arena is a kiyum, an explication of the mitzvah say. Chen diku me'aram ben perigal melchus tayr pesul leyachad gimel. Shekasa v'zel shaynai. Amafuta oishalei ratza hu liknais. Or is that nice and kenasa v'hayla for ain kaif nice to lick nice? He named the lek asay b'mufuta pshita d'leishayach kibirushai. If you'll say that there's no mitzvah asay in the mufuta, it's pashit that it's not shayach. Abay le Rambam rak lemer v'ain echayiv l'se'ena. Ramshu said pashit, you're not mechuyav to be and marry her. Ba'karchach the Ika you have to scroll to the top of the left. Mitzap mafut elan kaifanolze. As we said earlier, the chilek is only in Benegah to the kfiya, and he says this is what the Rambam says in the Sefer Amirat Mukhi to Misa'ena, but there's no kfiya. Says the Rinesitchak, and here is the Lumdas I want to leave you with. The site of a davar and kfiya. What's that? How does kfiya work? So there's a general principle called terakula. Where there's a mitzvah kiyumis, where there's a mitzvah to do something, and you refuse to do it, kaifanala mitzvahs. That's midafka mitzvah kiyumis. She says the pshat in there's no kfiya in a mitzvah is because how could you say that there's no kfiya in a mitzvah? Rabbi Shalom told us to do something. The Rabbi Shalom gave his world over to Shaimrim, to the Shaitrim, to the Sanhedrin. So Avada, there should be a din of kfiya. How can you say there's a mitzvah which has kfiya and some mitzvahs don't have kfiya? Avada nisht. Where there is a mitzvah, there is a din kfiya. Where there's no mitzvah, there's no din kfiya. Avada, in the case of mafata, the reason why there's no kfiya is because there's no mitzvah. It's simple. Decided Davashan Kleifner to call you Kushalach Mitzvah Nemarak because I got the Sharoitza. Kedichsev loy medaitai. Have a call she'ena reitza leka lemitzvah klal. In a case where he does not want it, there is no mitzvah. The Torah Shteldevek, and this is the Chiddush for Nisi Yitzchak, an interesting type of mitzvah, which is only at the option of the mefata. If the mefata is roitze, then there's a mitzvah. If the mefata is not roitze, then there is no mitzvah. Chay nir b'lashon Ramban. Alatayra shekasav, v'amra kasav b'lashon hazeh v'layimer shikachen aloi. Ki ein mitzvah olav shiseena, rak im rotsa.
That's rotsa. She wants, or rotsa he wants, or both
he
want.
He. No, rotsa means he. He. Ratsa kainsoi. Ratsa is not a feminine. It's not ratsa. It's ratsa. What the Vart here, Rabbi Sai, what the Rav Yitzchak saying is this aforementioned lumdus, that if he wants, the mitzvah exists. If he doesn't want, the mitzvah doesn't exist. There's no din of kfiya in a mitzvah which doesn't exist. And no one says it's a din of kfiya and asking somebody to sit in a sukkah now this week. There's no mitzvah doesn't exist. So therefore, not the pshat is that the mitzvah is floating around, and therefore maybe we're kaifer, maybe we're not. And the chiluk is in kviya, and the lum is like Gavarin and the fikiyam said no. The shaila is, does the mitzvah exist or not? This is the pshat in the Ramban. Moshoina nira de bemis yesh mitzvah sase gam b'mafuta. El da mitzvah rak noimer b'kihai gam b'mareitza. The mitzvah only devolves upon the person and has a concomitant kfiya attached to this mitzvah if he wants. And therefore he says, mm-hmm. Now we understand why Amal Klein Gadol Chayv Alavin has a miut. After Yisura, Sak Dait Chamin, the Tase Esa, the Mayim Marenal Yishavit Chalaisisa. Kamaka made a daika. The Havamina that it should be Daicha is that the Mari Marena Leisha should be Daicha to Lysisa. Nevertheless, says the Maskani, not Daicha. Why? Because, and then Lucy the Gmar and Ksuba says, not Daicha, because there's a reis in the power of the essay, because the Armalei Beina, there's no mitzvah say at all. So too, similar here, it's Amra Laibina. They have an option to say no. And if he has an option to say no, there is no mitzvah to say at all. And such a mitzvah to say does not have the power to be daicha, because such a mitzvah to say doesn't exist. And if it doesn't exist, it can't be daicha. And if it doesn't exist, it cannot, in fact, be subject to a din of kfiya. Ad kan Rabbi Sai, Chleikus and Rishonim, to sum up between the Rambam and the Marik, whether the mitzvah exists, and we don't have time for the Berachos of Rome. You can take a look at yourself, please. And the Nafka Minas, and the Kikrutai, Gabe Kfiya, but the Lumdus is, if Mavuyer in the Ramban, as to whether or not the mitzvah exists, similar to the Amr Lebi'ina in a case of the Ainus, whether the mitzvah exists or not, and therefore, this, according to the Ramban, either the mitzvah is chal or it's not chal. No mitzvah, no kfiya. If there is a mitzvah because he wants, in the case of mefuta, then in fact, there is a mitzvah kfiya. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Ad Kan this week. Next week, we move on to the aforementioned Daf Mem. Well, we come back to this sugya, this shver, the kasha of Yamar Lebi'ina on the midst of the Dechia. Everybody have a good week.